Welcome to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where we don't just listen or hear the noise from the world, we tune into the sound of heaven. I'm Pastor Zach, and I greet you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, today we give you permission to lead us. We let go of our control, our way, our timing, our thinking, and we surrender to your plan. Shape us, mold us. Guide us in Jesus' mighty name. We pray this prayer and we glorify you, we magnify you, and we honor you. Amen. God blessings to you. We pray that as we speak this word to you today, you find hope, you find strength, and you find what God has given you. He's given you what you need to move forward in Jesus' name. I want to deal with today a topic called This is a Mountain Moment, a mountain moment built to hear, born to harvest, built to hear, born to harvest. We find our scripture in Exodus 19, 10, and 11. The Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Be ready by the third day, because on that day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all people. Welcome again. Watch what is happening. This is a place in which God says He's taking you from the wilderness into your wealthy place. This is a place that God says it's an announcement that heaven has called you into greater. In our scripture today, we see that Moses in Exodus 19 is at the foot of Mount Sinai. God said, gather the people, I want them to hear me. Before this house ever preached a sermon, before a choir sung a song, God had already written in scripture, God, gather my people. I want them to hear me. In this month that we're in the Hebrew month called Sivan. God gave his word, his instruction, his blueprint. And what he gave them, he's still giving us now. Clarity that's divine, strategies that are prophetic, and truth that is unshakable. See, you got to understand there's too much noise in the world, fear, confusion, comparison. But what God wants to build in your life, He wants to build a house that is not confused. It was built and it is been built on the word of God. And God's word is still echoing from the mountain in this moment. He's saying, this is the season wherein which I want to build you and to make you strong. He's speaking specifically to you on this day. And so as you begin to understand what happened here, God called the people to be set apart, to be sanctified, to be consecrated. Why? Because he had a greater work for them. He had a strategy for them. He had something that he wanted to do in their lives. The Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day, because on that day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all people. We are experiencing God coming down, a moment of visitation. A moment of divine demonstration, a moment of covenant elevation. When God comes, understand what happens. Things change. He never leaves things the way He found them. When the Lord comes, He comes for people who are consecrated. Before He came down on the mountain, He called them up. He didn't just want a crowd, He wanted a consecrated people. You must understand the destiny of your life is calling you to be consecrated. This wasn't about religion. This was all about readiness. Consecration makes you ready. God was about to reintroduce himself, and he wanted their hearts cleansed and clear. God wants your heart cleansed and clear. Consecration in this hour means turning down the noise, letting go of the residue of the old seasons, and coming before God with clean hands and a ready heart. God says, I want to build your life on consecration, not charisma. Built on seeking me as God, not seeking attention. Because of that, I will come down to you. Are you ready for God to come and meet you where you are? Consecration is preparation for the manifestation. But we also see that when the Lord comes, the atmosphere shifts. He says, be worried about the third day, because on that day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all people. This is what happened in Exodus 19. When God comes, everything changes. Mountain trembles, smoke covers the summit, thunder cracks the silence, and suddenly heaven touches earth. When the Lord descended, it was undeniable. Nobody left wondering, did God show up? Because when God truly comes down, the atmosphere aligns and people are awakening. God is coming to your life. Where you hear me today, in your car, in your home, maybe at your desk at work, may not have gotten up out the bed. God is visiting you. He's awakening you. And the atmosphere is aligning. We're in a time where people are tired of manufactured church and hype-driven gatherings. What they are expecting is a Mount Sinai experience, an authentic presence. God is showing up to give you an authentic preference, presence. And the proof of his presence is not just in the sound, but the proof of his presence is going to be in the shift of your life. When the Lord comes, your identity will be affirmed. Look what Exodus 19, 5 and 6 says. Just before we focus on the text, look what it says. Now, if you obey me fully, you will be my treasured possession, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. He says, if you obey me fully, you will be my treasured possession. Someone today, you've been struggling with obedience, struggling with trusting God, struggling with your yes to God. God says, as you obey me, I will make you my treasured people. This is all about identity. Their identity was affirmed. They left Egypt, some confused, some weary, some not knowing exactly who God was making them to be. But he says, as you obey me, you'll be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. When God comes, he didn't just give them rules. He gave them a role. He gave them identity. He affirmed who they were to him, not just wanderers, but witnesses, priests, and a chosen people. Heaven is speaking to you. Heaven didn't just come down to scare you. Heaven is here to secure you, to let you know, I've chosen you, I'm with you, and I'm going to use you. We're in a generation full of identity confusion, but the church is now rising to declare, we are who heaven says we are. You're not just what people say you are, but you are who heaven says you are. I make this prophetic declaration to you today that the Lord has come, that your house is not normal, it's marked. You are not forgotten. You are favored. The shaking is not punishment, it's positioning. Consecration will invite him in. Your atmosphere will be shifted because of his presence. And now your identity is being spoken over you in his name. God bless you today. The charge is here. The challenge is here. Will you come? Consecrate yourself and obey God to see God meet you where you are. Let us pray. Father, this word today, we trust you. This word today, we say yes to you. This word today, we will obey you. As we spoke this word today, let it continually replay in the recesses of our mind. Change someone's heart, someone's life, someone's position. Shift now the atmosphere that we know for sure you're coming to our lives. Lord, we acknowledge your presence. We thank you, God, for your keeping power, your healing grace, and the kingdom impact. And now we ask you again to come. Let the fire fall again. Let the mountain tremble again. Let our homes echo with identity and burn with purpose. Lord, come. Make us a people who never recover from the encounter that you bring us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The Lord has come. Now live like it, walk like it, worship like it, build like it, because heaven is still speaking and this mountain is still burning. God bless you. Till the next time we meet again, may heaven continue to speak to you.